I want to respectfully acknowledge that we are gathered today on Treaty 6 territory, a traditional gathering place for diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Cree, Blackfoot, Métis, Nakota Sioux, Iroquois, Dene, Ojibwe, Inuit, and many others whose histories, languages, cultures, and peoples continue all around us. Today is Friday, and as always, we are on climate strike. Young people all around the globe are today sacrificing their education to bring attention to the climate and ecological emergency. We are not doing this because we want to. We aren't doing it because it's fun. We aren't doing it because we have a special interest in the climate or because we want to become politicians. We are doing this because our future is at stake. We are doing this because we will not be bystanders. We are doing this because we want the people in power to unite behind the science. In the IPCC SR 1.5 report, it says that if we are to have a 67% chance of limiting the global temperature rise to below 1.5 degrees Celsius, we had, on January 1st, 2018, 420 gigatons of carbon dioxide left in our CO2 budget. And now that number is already down to less than 360 gigatons, as we emit about 42 gigatons of CO2 every year, including land use. At current emissions levels, that remaining CO2 budget is gone within less than 8.5 years. Again, that budget is for a 67% chance of staying below 1.5 degrees global temperature rise, and avoiding the risk of setting off several irreversible chain reactions beyond human control, which would lead to enormous sufferings for countless people, especially among Indigenous communities and people in the global south. A 67% chance, and that is the best odds the IPCC has given us. And please note that these figures are global and do therefore not mention the aspect of equity, clearly stated throughout the Paris Agreement, which is essential to make it work on a global scale. That means that richer countries such as Canada or Sweden need to get down to zero emissions much faster so that people in poorer parts of the world can heighten their standard of living by building some of the infrastructure that we have already built, such as roads, hospitals, electricity, schools, and providing clean drinking water. These numbers also don't include tipping points, most feedback loops, nor additional warming hidden by toxic air pollution. They also rely on our generation removing astronomical amounts of previous generations' CO2 out of the atmosphere with technologies that haven't yet been invented at scale, and maybe never will. This is what it's all about. This is what we are saying. This is not opinions or political views. This is the current best available science, and the politics that even recognize this are still nowhere in sight. We teenagers are not scientists, nor are we politicians. But it seems many of us, apart from most others, understand the science, because we have done our homework. If people really knew about these things, they wouldn't need to ask me why I'm so passionate about climate change. If people really were aware of this, they wouldn't need to ask us why we are school striking for the climate, taking it to the streets. If people really knew about the full consequences of the climate and ecological crisis, they would join us in the streets, moving on from words to action. To solve this, we need to start treating this crisis like a crisis. Because you cannot solve an emergency without treating it as one, without seeing the full picture. You cannot leave the responsibility to individuals, politicians, the market, or other parts of the world to take. This has to include everything and everyone, and no one must be left behind. We cannot allow this crisis to continue to be a partisan political question. The climate and ecological crisis is far beyond party politics. And the main enemy right now should not be any political opponents. because our main enemy right now is physics. Some people say that we are fighting for our future. But we are not fighting for our future, we are fighting for everyone's future. And if you think that we should be in school instead, then we suggest that you take our place out in the streets. Or better yet, join us so we can speed up the process. A year ago, we were just a handful of school children. Today, we are over 7.5 million people. If that is possible, then just imagine what we could do together if we really wanted to.